on a beautiful Arizona good morning. You know, that cup of coffee actually kind of feels good this morning. It's kind of hard to have a cup of coffee sometimes when it's 110 at 6 o'clock, but that storm that came through Thursday, it was a very nice touch. I know not all the state got showers. We got over an inch and a half where we were at, so we were very thankful for that. And it had all the, it kept any fireworks show from getting canceled, at least on Friday. I know that there was Lake Pleasant got canceled on Thursday for theirs, but Friday the fireworks shows were out. We had a great night last night watching our fireworks with our baby Kay at her house on the lawn, just with the kids, and we weren't sure if they were gonna freak out or enjoy it. Man, they had a blast. They thought it was the best thing they'd ever seen, and had a little late night, but we're here at Rosie on the House. It's Saturday morning, and happy 4th of July, Independence Day, America and Arizona. We are, what better thing to talk about on 4th of July than grilling?
Oh, boy.
We are in the grilling show, and as always, we start in the Garden Hour with talking landscape and gardening. We've got one of the Harper boys in. We've got Jerry, the youngest, correct?
The youngest, yes. The baby of the family.
The baby of the family. And they sent you down because your expertise is kind of in the grilling side of the family.
Actually, I'm a little bit confused because, see, I get the newsletter, Rosie on the House newsletter, sent to my computer every week, just like everybody else who listens to the show. And I look on the newsletter and I see my picture and I'm fishing. I've got this giant fish. You guys all need to go on and see it. And I'm thinking, you know what? We're doing a fishing program this week. So, all right, I'll talk about fishing with you guys. So
we didn't have a current picture. So that one I think was stolen off of your Facebook page.
Okay, yeah. That's funny. That is funny. Yeah, so my son, you know, I've been teaching him how to fish for years and years. And you know, now that they're older, you'll get to this point where your kids start doing things better than you. And my son's at that phase now. That picture that we took, he had already caught four, probably 2 to 3 pound bass that day, and I had to take a picture of every single one of them that he caught. And then finally, I catch this fish, and I said, "Okay, it's my turn.
Let me get my tweezers and hold this up."
But yeah, barbecuing. We've done a lot of that already this weekend. You know, we got to do it two nights in a row because up in Cave Creek where we are, we have fireworks on Thursday and Friday, so our third and the fourth. And so we've been barbecuing away the last couple of days, so it's exciting to talk about.
And you run the landscape, hardscape, barbecue, outdoor kitchen development side of Harper's.
That's right. That's right. Yep. I let the guys take care of the nursery end, and I go out and get to do all the fun stuff, build stuff, and make people's backyards look beautiful.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join us in the Landscape and Garden Hour. We're here with you guys could have at least split up the J's in your family.
Talk to my parents.
I have to stop and think every time it's not well, John Jay or Jeff. Last time actually took a sticky note and wrote Jeff on his forehead.
Well, I get called Jeff more. I mean, I'm the one that should be complaining because I get called Jeff by everybody. And even people who've never met or even know that I have another brother, for some reason, call me Jeff. And then when I was growing up, when Jeff and I were a lot closer than Jay in age, and so when we would get in trouble or when somebody would get in trouble in the house, my mom got to the point where she just started saying, "Jerf." she'll just get us both in there, you know. She's not sure which one it is.
Hey, you work sometimes too, you know.
It takes two to fight. You're both getting a spanking. Come here, Jerf.
Yeah.
So let's start with some of your favorite. I hear you're quite a pizza chef on a grill.
You know, it's funny because in the last, you know, months or so, that seems to be a big fad now. You see a lot. Matter of fact, just a few days ago, my wife really likes to watch all those programs on TV on the cooking channels and whatnot, and they're doing a lot of pizzas on the grill now. The pizza that we do on the grill is not like what you're seeing everybody do now, where they just take the dough and put it directly on the grill or put it on a griddle on the grill. We do a more of a really heavy, deep dish pizza, and we use a cast iron skillet and put the dough in that and load it up with, you know, just about every meat of imaginable and cheese. And then what we'll do is we'll on a four burner grill, we'll set the cast iron skillet.
So this is a gas grill.
Gas grill. Yep. Yep. I'm not a purist. And then we'll put the two outside burners on. And so it'll be indirect heat. We'll use the grill as an oven more than that, that surface of that heat right on top of the what we're cooking.
And so we've got four burners, pizzas on the middle two that are off.
Right.
The two burners on the side. What temperature are you setting that at?
You know, that's true. That's the tricky part, because with cast iron, the cast iron does heat up. So you really got to regulate it. So you really, because you can burn the bottom and the outsides of the pizza before the inside gets nice and gooey and cooked. So try to, you know, keep it in that, like that 250 to 300 range, you know, and regulate it however you can. With these ovens today, with these barbecue grills, they're so efficient. We're going to talk about a real efficient one here in a little bit, but even just the cast iron or the stainless steel ones, I find that you almost have to vent them, you know, so you're raising the lid up a little bit and doing what you need to do and really paying attention to the temperature. So we do a lot of venting.
Do you follow the temperature that's on the hood of the grill, or do you have one set inside?
Actually,
in the meat?
It just depends on what you're cooking. When I'm cooking something, a real good piece of meat or something, I've got one of those fancy meat thermometers that has a remote on it, and I can look at the temperature on the outside while I've got the probe inside the meat that I'm cooking, but not necessarily so much for like pizza or something like that. But
we are going to be covering a lot of items that we saw at the National Hardware Show as it related to outdoor grilling. It was actually quite surprising how many booths at that expo had to do with cooking or grilling. Outdoor lifestyles. Have you seen the ones that it's the iGrill? So you said it has a remote. This one, it's got the probes, and you can actually look it up on your phone. You can have an app, so you could set your temperature.
Okay.
On your grill, put the thermometer in the meat, and then be walking around and check your phone as you're mowing your lawn or trimming your trees. And check and see when your meat temperature hits what you set.
Is there a little camera inside there too, so you can watch it?
Have you guys seen this Weber commercial that's out right now, where there's these two houses and they're next to each other, and this one guy, he's grilling on some real super fancy thing like that, and then this other group's having a party and a bunch of people, and he's all by himself, and they're cooking on a Weber grill with charcoal, and they're looking over at this guy, and he's like taking pictures of himself, and he's got this super fancy grill that you can set it electronically, and they're kind of like making fun of him, you know. They're like, yeah, we're grilling like men over here, and look at that guy, you know.
He's just polishing his stainless steel, huh?
It's amazing. You go walk around these barbecue stores like Barbecues Galore and places like that, and it's amazing what these barbecues, now you open up the lids of these things and the lights are built in on the inside, and the lights light up as soon as the grill top opens up, and you know, all kinds of fun stuff, you know.
Man, that kind of takes away half the fun of grilling it out at night. And this time of the year, especially if you're below the rim, you generally don't even want to start the grill until 7:30 or 8, so you're not out there burning up. Yeah. Man, half the fun is open it up and come having that steam come up, and you got to look around that light and peek in it. That's the challenge of it.
Yeah, and the excuse too. When things don't go well.
Oh, it's a little well done, but oh well.
Oh man.
Just bite down on the charcoal. When we're looking at building out our landscape designs, when you're talking to a potential customer that's looking at an outdoor kitchen, what are the first steps to take?
Well, you know, first of all, you really kind of want to make sure that you're going to use the equipment, you know, and what you're going to use, because the only limitation to creating this kind of stuff in the backyard is your imagination and your budget, you know, because you can build in all kinds of stuff. So, but you don't want to go crazy if you aren't going to use this certain item or whatever. But and then, you know, I kind of think that it's important that you make sure that when you're building an outdoor kitchen, that it's not too far away from the indoor kitchen because you're still going to be doing a lot of back and forth. So a lot of it's design. It's just a matter of taking a look at that yard and saying, and making it flow and making it work. You know, it's not all about just the fancy equipment and just building stuff out and, you know, whatever. It has to flow and look nice. It has to fit in the yard. It has to complement the landscape is what it has to do. So it's really like anything in our industry. It starts with design and coming up with a nice flow and making it work for the indoor and the outdoor and the entertaining aspect of it, because it's an entertaining thing. So, like, for example, we just completed a real nice project where the client wanted to make sure that while he was barbecuing, he was looking back towards his guests that where they would sit. So it wasn't like he's off doing his own thing, you know, so he could be there grilling, and he's got his built-in ice chest right next to him. So he's not just controlling the grilling, he's controlling the drinks too. So, you know, his friends are over and he's talking to them, and how do you want it done? And oh, do you want a drink? And, you know, and then he lifts the lid and hands them a soda pop, you know, or whatever, you know. So, you know, that you want to make sure that it's something that's going to work for your entertaining aspect and flow from the inside and the outside, and then just work with the rest of the landscape around you.
And does he have a cover charge for his parties? It sounds like he's quite an entertainer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No. Good friends.
Do you ever build in like audio, video, or, you know, TVs and sound systems and so forth?
Yeah, you know, stuff's starting to get a lot more popular. Haven't done a lot of that, but as a matter of fact, we were when we had our grand opening, we had a gentleman that works for Ewing Irrigation there that specializes in that, and he's got this outdoor system that he's trying to sell people, and it's, oh man, it is amazing. It's
you know about Ramsey Sonoscape?
What's that?
Ramsey Sonoscape, the Sonoscape sound.
Oh yeah. That's the one.
Yep.
That's
is that
it. Right?
Yeah. And so it's got four speakers, and they're all divided and balanced, and I mean, it's like, it's amazing.
Pretty elaborate system.
It is an amazing thing. So yeah, that's exactly right.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.